Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, there's no doubt about it that guys are more into our hair. We guys are more into, I was talking about them like they're not, like I'm not a guy. That us guys are more into our hair than ever before. And now a lot of men are regularly spending more on a haircut than women. Sean Bryan is the creative director of Cut & Sew, a Dublin barbershop with two branches in Dublin City. And Sean joins us in studio this morning to talk to us about what's hot in the world of men's hair. This is so typical of me. Everybody's going to be like, of course you talked about hair, Stephen. Well, welcome to the show.
Oh,
there we go. I've got your mic on now.
No worries at all. It's a very good introduction, Stephen.
Amen. Yeah, because my Twitter bio is the guy with the hair, because I've always kind of been said that I take too much care of my hair in some ways.
Looks very lovely this morning.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to get that compliment there. Tell me about your background in hairdressing and why you decided to go down that route.
I actually started as a ladies hairdresser in Tony and Guy about 8 years ago. Brilliant training. Loved the job. But I always kind of felt that I wanted to progress and be my own boss. And I wasn't that great at some aspects of the ladies' hairdressing. But I have five younger brothers, so I always was doing their hair. I didn't realise there was going to be a boom. There was no TV shows at the time that were going to influence me to become a barber or so. But 8 years ago, I started my training. It went really well. I moved on to a place called Queen, where it was really kind of salon focused. And from there, I kind of knew guys' hairdressing and haircuts is where I really, I suppose, how would I say it? That's where my strengths were.
Yeah.
And having five younger brothers, I had plenty of practice. I did lots of mistakes on their hairs throughout the years. And I don't know, right place, right time. And that's kind of in back of my head. I started to do pop-up shops, and that's where Cut & Sew came from.
So tell us about Cut & Sew and how it all came about.
Yeah, basically, a friend of mine has a record shop called Old City Records in Temple Bar, and he used to do pop-up shops for various artists, young fashion designers, and so on. And he had a basement that was kind of just derelict, nothing going on. And I kind of suggested, what about doing a Saturday pop-up shop for haircuts? And he was a little bit adamant at the start, but he didn't want it to be a lady salon, so it actually kind of forced me to just do men's hairdressing or barbering, plus listen to some cool tunes. It's already kind of aesthetically looks cool. It's full of spray paint, so it made it seem cooler than what it was at the start. It was literally a chair and a mirror in a basement, and we set up an Instagram and people were like, this is real cool. Oh my God, I can't believe you can get your hair cut in the basement of a record shop. And
it's a novelty, yeah.
Yeah, like it was like a fiver a haircut, you know. It was pretty dingy, but people actually thought it was meant to be like that.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, inverted commas, hipster.
And so the business model was created.
Oh yeah, if that's what you call it. Like. But I was very lucky and fortunate to get my start in Temple Bar, we'll say, you know. But, yeah.
So what are the main things going on, I guess, with men's hair these days? What's in, what's out? Talk us through what's kind of going on.
Yourself is very on point. You know what I mean? Of course, I have to say that you have to bring me
well,
on to the show.
If you saw me a week ago, I got my hair cut because I was actually growing it out there for about 5 months.
I don't remember you coming into Cut & Sew now.
No.
But anyway, we'll talk about
that
on an ad break. What's current? Obviously, it depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah.
Me personally, I wouldn't say I'm old, but I wouldn't say I'm 28, so I kind of have to stay current, but I don't want to be getting a top knot, or I'm not influenced by Joey Essex or anything like that.
Yeah.
TV shows are a great place to start. Everybody loves Mad Men. Peaky Blinders is now the kind of big talk. Me, myself, I kind of like, I don't really know, like a looser, more contemporary, modern look. Yourself, you kind of got the looser, longer hair look. Fades, I hate to say it, but they're the haircut at the minute.
Yeah.
That's all we do 90% of the time.
So you're saying I'm like everybody else?
Yeah. Not at all.
No,
you don't have a fade, so you're actually a bit ahead of the curve. I think generally now the new short back and sides is a fade, but the fades are way nicer.
Yeah. Oh, so it's nicer than this?
Yeah, kind of.
How much do you charge then for a haircut?
We actually offer student deals because, you know, I wasn't a student, I didn't go to college, but we offer a student deal from €15. Generally, it's €20 across the board in the two shops. You can reserve an appointment with us, which is the main selling point. So you can choose the barber that you specifically want. Mm-hmm. And we spare... no expense. What's the word? We spend 30 minutes on each customer, and every customer is a VIP. We do get a couple of celebs, clientele, superstar DJs in. They still pay the same price. It's the same booking system. But our kind of goal is that everybody that comes in gets a perfect haircut every time.
Yeah, and it's really difficult to get an appointment sometimes as well. I know a lot of people who do go where they say that it's impossible almost sometimes.
Yeah, like...
Which is great.
Yeah, well, we're a contemporary shop. We're not traditional in the sense that you walk in and you queue all day. And, you know, we get a little bit of hate from the kind of old school guys. Mm-hmm. But we're not old school, you know. We're just totally current. To get an appointment, you can tweet at us, you can Facebook, Instagram. It's, you know, you can even Snapchat us now, which is mad.
The future is here. So how often should a guy get his hair cut? How often should he trim it and keep it tidy?
Obviously, I'm going to tell you to come in every week, you know what I mean, as a businessman. But generally, I think the fair thing to say is every 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how you want it to look. If you've got a hot date, you know, if you're trying to impress a lady, you kind of have to have it kept well.
Yeah, I have a kind of thing where, like, before an event or something like that, I'll get it done like 3 or 4 days before, so it just like grows.
Yeah,
out.
Where
maybe
does
I
that
just
come
get...
from? I don't get that. I like it a couple of days later. It
Which
should be unreal
it's
leaving
it's
the shop.
It's not going to grow, is it, in those few days?
Not really, but I don't know where that comes from. Everyone's like, I like to get it done a few days before an event, but I think it should be perfect that day and get even better, but...
Exactly.
There you have it.
So what should people expect from a good barber? What should that experience be? How do you explain what you want if you don't know all the terms?
I was doing a bit of research last night ahead of this, and I was, you know, I was trying to really scratch my head. What's the best thing you should get from your barber? He should be a good listener.
Yeah.
Is the best advice. Generally, you go in and it's like, how's it going? What are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. You should actually just not say anything. Mm-hmm. Listen to them. And then you will have no hassles and the haircut should look exactly as you want it to.
Yeah.
Also, I always recommend that someone bring in a photo, because if it doesn't look like the photo at the end, you don't have to pay or you can complain.
True.
So that's a bit of...
What sort of photos do you get people bringing in?
We're very lucky. 90% of the people bring in our own photos.
Yeah, that's what people think I'm weird when I bring...
Not
I always say
all.
To people, I'm like, I bring photos of myself.
Yeah, that always helps. But if you bring in a photo of one of our haircuts, we're going to give you a bit more special treatment, you know?
They're, of course, from your Instagram and stuff like that. So yeah. What types of textures of hair are there? Like, what's the most common with Irish guys?
God, from my training days in hairdressing... As I was saying, we have a consultation with every cut. So you have kind of fine hair, you've kind of medium texture hair, and you've got quite thick, dense Irish hair. Mm-hmm. But generally, most Irish guys have kind of medium texture hair. I know that sounds weird to say, but not that we're checking, but we have to know the right type of hair to suit the right type of product and what's going to suit your hairstyle. Unfortunately, you can't come in, show us a photo of David Beckham if you've got thick, crazy, curly hair. We will just advise against that. But generally, it's kind of medium texture hair most Irish guys have.
I've definitely wanted some unobtainable hairstyles in the past. I guess as well, in terms of, you mentioned products there. So what sort of products should guys use? What are the best ones on the market at the moment?
I brought you in something to smell and to have for yourself.
Smell?
Yep, because we associate nice smells with good products.
How do you pronounce that?
Suavecito.
Suavecito pomade.
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 Pomade is the product of our time. It sells like hotcakes. It's an amazing product. Again, if you think of the Michael Pitt haircut in Boardwalk Empire.
Looks like caramel.
The really slick back hair. It's strong hold. It's water soluble. And it holds the hair all night long. So guys don't have to go in and use Dax or top their hair up. Pomade is the product of the minute, and it's our number one seller in both shops.
Loads of people are using dust and stuff as well now. That
dust is great. Like, again, there's a product called Layrite, and it sells so good. It's really, really good. I use kind of dust and clay for a more kind of choppy, modern.
Do you think
look.
That guys should always mix products? Like, you should never just use one product and you should put two in together?
Personally, no. I think that's too much. 2 minutes on your hair, that's it. I don't know if you blow dry your hair, not blow drying's fine, but yeah, not, no longer than 2 minutes styling your hair.
I don't. I'm a firm believer in leaving it for 2 days without washing it, and it looks a ton better. People think that's disgusting.
No, I kind of agree.
I wash the rest of my body, of course.
Okay, yeah. It's about, I think the natural oils in the hair build up, and after a day, I actually think hair sits better.
Yeah, totally.
You obviously don't want to say that to everyone because they think you're gross, but that's actually what I'm saying now on RT. But however,
so in terms of celebrities, what are the big celebrity hairstyles at the moment in terms of actual people and stuff?
David Beckham, he's always going to be the number one influence. Apart from that, we're not big football fans in the shop, so we get all these footballer guys come in, haven't got a clue who they are, but we just replicate the haircut. David Beckham is just always going to be the best reference. He's kind of got the pompadour look at the minute, which is slightly more constructed than your hair. Yours is a bit looser.
Yeah.
But something like David Beckham or someone like him is always going to have good hair.
Someone says in a text, my boyfriend has a ponytail and I hate it. He
says, cut it off. Cut it off.
Because the question is, he says
free
it's fashionable.
If he comes in. No, if he comes in to us, we'll do it for free and she can thank us later.
Amen. If that is you out there, make sure you do pop into Cut and Sew and you might just be able to get him to cut it off, or even get him to go in and just do it secretly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Top knots. No.
And you know the way there's traditionally been the idea that if a woman finds a hairdresser she likes, she will never let them go. A survey last week said that one quarter of British women would rather cheat on their partner than their hairstylist. Do men build up those sort of relationships with their hairdresser and their barber?
Yeah, like I have actually become friends with customers, and Christmas is a great time in the shop. People give you cards, bottles of whiskey, aftershaves. Like, guys nearly chat you up, you know, when you're with your girlfriend, because they're like, oh my god, there's my barber over there, there's Sean.
Total man crush.
Yeah, what goes on in the barbershop stays in the barbershop. I have to strongly, you know, stress that, because a lot of guys actually do tell us they're quite vulnerable sitting in your chair, and I think it's our duty to maybe listen to them, not about their problems, about their hair problems, but you know, you actually are vulnerable with your hairdresser. It's very intimate. Someone physically is touching your head. You don't go to a supermarket and someone starts touching your hair, but when we touch their hair, there's a connection, and people really put a lot. Yeah, not with me and you just yet, but I can really touch your hair. But a lot of people, you know, put a lot of trust into us, and it's our job to make sure that we give them the best haircut and make them feel good. That's ultimately important.
And of course, we were talking about celebrities there. Is there any celebrities you'd love to get your hands on in terms of their hair?
I heard Nicky Byrne is in the building, so maybe I'll fit him in later on this afternoon. But no, of course, again, as I said, David Beckham would be someone that you'd be like blown away by. Or I don't know, maybe Kanye. I might try and make him smile. You know, if I'll give him a nice fade and see if I can crack
a
smile.
If you can
hook it up, Stephen.
I will try. Kanye West, I know he's listening right now. Make sure you drop into Cut and Sew. Where is it located for people who want to know?
We are located in the basement of All City Records in Temple Bar. And then our new flagship store is Wellington Quay. So, you know, that's the VIP spot.
Make sure you pop in, guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Make sure you do check out Cut and Sew.